there was a young woman who got laid up right next to the young boy I was treating. She was 22 or 23 years old, full body surface area burns, and she was unable to speak. And a woman screamed from outside the door, "Hamil, she's pregnant." And so we turned her over quickly because she had come in, lay down on her belly, and somebody put an ultrasound probe on her belly, and she had a viable 18 to 20 week pregnancy. But when we did our secondary survey and tried to understand what other injuries she had a shattered tib fib from an explosive injury. She had burns that covered over 70% of her surface area, which is a death sentence in an environment where you can't find gauze and there isn't clean water and there aren't antibiotics. We all knew what this meant on the ground in the trauma bay the first minutes we met her. She was gonna die there and her baby would die there. And there was nothing we were gonna be able to do about it because the Israeli government and the IDF had made it impossible to care for people to the extent which they deserve. Every human being deserves the right to medical aid in that situation. She was no fighter. She was a pregnant woman who was sitting in her home when a bomb dropped on her head. And she eventually moved to the ICU. And every day she lived until she died, she was in pain. Because we didn't have the kind of medicine we needed to care for her pain. And every morning when we'd round, we'd